Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with a Colgate Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shapely Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shapely Man, the story's rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave smooth and clean. You'll be in a Colgate Shave Cream fan.
The 484th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but all so interesting, we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern.
Portrait of a strange sports story. We've told you many strange sports stories in the past, but none of them began as this one begins. For this one begins with a popular song. Listen.
Off a lazy river by the old mill run.
Just one of the great songs written by Hoagy Carmichael. And this is the sports story behind this man, one of America's great composers, Hoagy Carmichael. Hoagy Carmichael was born in Indiana. Like all boys, Hoagy loved baseball, football, tennis. He loved all sports. And as he grew older, he played them all. Also, as he grew older, because he did live in the state of Indiana, it was only natural that he should go to the University of Indiana. At the University of Indiana, he made many friends. One friend in particular who was always with him. One day, Hoagy and this friend were seated in the book nook, a small bookshop on the campus of the university. It was late, near closing time, as Hoagy's friend said.
Oh, come on, Hoagy, let's go home.
I can't. I got a new song. The melody's been running through my brain. I've got to finish it.
That day, in the book nook at the University of Indiana, Hoagy Carmichael wrote the immortal, the never-to-be-forgotten song, Stardust.
Sometimes I wonder why I
Stardust. Perhaps the best-known song that he ever wrote. Certainly one of the most popular songs ever written. And yet, strange as it seems, Stardust might never have been finished that day, but for Hoagy's friend, his friend who was at the University of Indiana with him, the beloved war correspondent, Ernie Pyle. Next, Hoagy wrote,
Lazy Bone.
Lazy Bones. Inspired by Freddie Walker, a great fighter, but a fighter who never got anywhere because he was too lazy. But the song Lazy Bones did become famous, despite the fact that Hoagy wrote it in 20 minutes and then forgot all about it, only to find that it had become the number one song in a hit parade. But there's an even more incredible story behind his next song,
oh, Buttermilk Sky. Buttermilk Sky. I'm keeping my eye peeled on you.
For the story is that one day in 1945, Hoagy Carmichael came back home, back to his alma mater, the University of Indiana. And at that university, Hoagy watched a great football game, the traditional game between the University of Indiana and the University of Purdue. At that game between Indiana and Purdue, a man seated down in front of Hoagy suddenly turned to him and he yelled,
Hey, Hoagy, look at that buttermilk sky overhead.
Strange that Hoagy should get the idea for buttermilk sky at an Indiana-Purdue football game. But that's not half as strange as the story behind the next song that Hoagy Carmichael wrote, a song called
I Get Along Without
get
You Very
along
Well.
Without you very well.
But you see, this song might never have been heard at all if one day Hoagy hadn't found an old envelope in his pocket, an old envelope with the words of this beautiful song written on the back. Hoagy didn't know who'd written those words. In desperation, he found an old lady in Philadelphia, and it was she who had written those unforgettable words.
I wrote these words of misery and despair. Now you, Hoagy Carmichael, write the music.
Yet the fact is that this old lady who'd written those words to the famous song died on the very day that her song was introduced. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. I could go on telling you story after story about Hoagy Carmichael, but let's let Hoagy speak for himself. So in order to hear Hoagy Carmichael speaking in person, we take you now to Hollywood, California.
Bill, those were wonderful stories you told about me, but you overlooked the most amazing story of all. You see, I might never have been a songwriter if it wasn't for a prize fighter I met years ago named Harry Armstrong. Bill, at that time, I wanted to take up boxing. But it was Harry Armstrong who advised me against it. Harry told me to stick to music. I owe a lot to that prize fighter, Bill. I don't suppose you've ever heard of him. Hey, can you hear me across the country in New York, Bill? Did you ever hear of a fighter named Harry Armstrong?
Yes, Hoagie, I've heard of Harry Armstrong. As a matter of fact, he's with me right now here in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, here is that former fighter, Harry Armstrong.
Thank you, Bill. And thank you, Hoagie. It is true I was a prize fighter. I fought everywhere in this country, east, west, north, south. Yes, and I remember Hoagie Carmichael well. I remember telling him not to take up fighting, but to take up music instead. For you see, I wanted to be a musician myself.
Thank you, Harry Armstrong. Well, that's the story, ladies and gentlemen. The story of Hoagie Carmichael, one of the greatest songwriters in America. The composer of such all-time hits as Stardust, Buttermilk Sky, Lazy Bones, Rockin' Chair, Washboard Blues, Georgia on My Mind. All great songs, immortal songs. And yet, strangely enough, as you just heard, Hoagie Carmichael might never have written any one of those songs if it hadn't have been for a prize fighter named Harry Armstrong. Harry Armstrong, who advised Hoagie to give up boxing and stick to music. And the reason that Armstrong did advise Hoagie to give up fighting and stick to music was, that was exactly what this fighter, Harry Armstrong, intended to do himself. And he did. For you see, this same Harry Armstrong who advised Hoagie Carmichael to give up fighting and turn to music was the very man who gave up fighting himself to write the most famous song in America, a song called Sweet Adeline.
You're a flower.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same stations, when our guest will be the president of the world champion Cleveland Indians, Mr. Bill Beck. See you then. Until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen, in the news of the day, newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. And now, until next week at this very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good night.
Bill Stern, the corker-shaped man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the corker-shaped man, had lots to say. He told his damn sports heroes the inside dope he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week is Boy Scout Week. Encourage your boys, if they are 12 years of age or older, to join a Boy Scout troop. Bill Stern's latest book, My Favorite Boxing Stories, is now on sale wherever pocketbooks are sold. Tomorrow night over NBC, hear Colgate's Hour of Fun. Hilarious Judy Canova, followed immediately by A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. The Bill Stern Show tonight came from New York and from Hollywood.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.